Addicts clean, are you listening? Sober drunks, nose is glistening. A beautiful show, we're right here, you know. Recovery 101, a wonderland. Gone away is the old life. Here to stay is the new life. We do a fun show, we're right here, you know. Recovery 101, a wonderland. In the meta, we can build a program and pretend that it's from Jimmy K. He'll say, are you sober? We'll say, no, man. But Bill can do the job the AA way. When we're clean, ain't it thrilling? Sober drunks are a-chillin'. We'll frolic and play the recovery way. Recovery 101, a wonderland. Recovery 101, a wonderland. Merry Christmas, everybody.
Hey, I'm Dr. Drew, and you are listening to Recovery 101.
Thank you to Shelley and Bruce for our marvelous Recovery 101 Christmas jingle. Recovery 101 does not speak for AANAOACAJAPASLASLAACRRMMDRAHAPAMOUSE or any of the Anons. Shelley's giving the look.
We don't have an X anywhere.
Know better.
We don't have a what?
We don't have an X anywhere.
XA?
XA?
There's no X in any of our A's that we don't speak. So we speak for X.
X. We speak for our X's. We speak for X2O in Glendora, California.
Okay, well, there you go.
Shout out.
Because you were just running through X2O. The alphabet of recovery. There's no X.
And by the way, welcome to Recovery 101.
Would not be there.
My name is Bruce, as always, with
Shelley B.
And Mark M.
Awesome. We've got Peanut Gallery here.
Yes, we do.
We do. Yeah.
We got.
That was pretty lame.
We've got,
yeah.
We've got Recovery 101 sponsored in part by Bill Piper. Bill has come down all the way down from
sunny Fresno.
I don't know how sunny it was, but from Fresno all the way down here to see Shelley's choir performance. We've got Humza and Wendy.
Wendy's mom has got it going on.
Wendy's got it going on too. We can't fault Wendy at all. So, Mark, how was your day? How was football today?
Football today was good.
Well, you know what's funny, though? Good. Like, if you give any game that happened now, that game will be old news by the time this show goes
up. Well, yeah, no kidding.
So why don't you give us a prediction?
But football was still good.
Why don't you give us a prediction for a game that will have just happened
two and a half weeks from now.
Yeah. You think of any games coming up?
I still say the road to the Super Bowl goes through Philadelphia.
Be who?
Still goes through Philadelphia.
Ooh.
Well, he was right about who won last year, so, you know.
Ooh. Well, Shelley?
What?
Well, Mark's looking that up. How was your day?
Oh. It was good. We had regular church in the morning and then the choir show, which most of it was fantastic.
And lunch.
Oh, yes. We went to lunch.
With Bill P?
Yes.
I had an awesome steak. It was cooked perfectly.
Nice.
Shelley doesn't ever get steaks there anymore because they never cook them right for her. I order it, comes absolutely fantastically perfect.
So clearly they hate me and want me dead.
Yeah, it was awesome. Shelley did an awesome. Oh my God. So we're at the show. They do Carol of the Bells. Actually, really good.
Yeah.
Really good. The praise band, which are these younger kids, the
pretty
girl
awesome.
And the one guy have fantastic voices.
Yeah,
the other
does.
Guy I'm not so hot on, but however, there was a solo. What was the name of the song? Jesus is a Little Kid?
No.
What is no, no, I swear. It's something
my
like that.
My buddy Jesus?
Wait,
no.
Jesus
little
is
baby
my,
Jesus.
Jesus is my homie?
Oh. Yeah, let me tell you. Sweet Little Jesus Boy by NF.
Yeah, don't say her name.
I'm not going to say the name. Oh, my God. I thought I was going to die laughing.
Okay. And you cannot look at me next year. Every year you look at me when she starts her solo, and every year we almost both die.
It was horrific.
Well, okay, let me
I started to crack up, and I had to look down. You know what I did? I looked up at Shelley, and Shelley got that look on her face. So I'm hearing this singing on the side. Shelley gets that look on her face, and I start to go,
And I immediately look down at my lap because there's actually a camera recording the choir.
I am this close to just busting out laughing. So I start reading, "On Christmas night, all Christians sing to hear the news the angels bring. The news of great joy." News. I'm reading the words to another song, and in the back of my hearing, "Sweet Jesus, boy." I'm like, hey, oh, my God.
Let me explain.
I thought I was going to die.
Please explain.
The gal that does this solo, every year, she's got what I call a hereditary solo. She has done this.
She has a hereditarily bad voice.
No, she used to have a fantastic high tenor or high soprano voice.
Not anymore.
But she's gotten quite a bit older, and her voice has changed as she's gotten older, but no one ever told her to stop doing her solo every year.
Her voice is revolting, right? I don't mean like...
Her voice is catching up to her boobs.
Well,
oh yeah,
they both
and she's such a sweetheart. I just love her to death. The woman herself, I just love her to death. She's an awesome lady. She's just fantastic. But, however, are quite usually every year she sings "Holy Night." Oh, Holy Night.
Yeah.
Brian managed to get it away from her this year.
I was gonna say which
sweet baby Jesus boy or
nice
whatever. Did not.
A nice male tenor is always good.
Okay. Now wait a minute. Now you gotta hear this too. We're okay. There was another one that I, myself, not a fan of. Lots of people in the audience, huge fans of. The Cowboy Christmas song. Hamza and Wendy are like, that was awesome. This woman gets up there, throws the guitar on, starts singing. And you guys also did the song, like, the 12 Days After Christmas?
The 12 Days After Christmas.
Oh, my God. She's shooting the partridge in the pear tree.
Yes, and
they put on some gloves and ring the necks of the two turtle doves. I mean, it's like really bad. Yeah, it's really, really not
That's
good.
That's a great song.
So, yeah, did you find a game to make a prediction about? I saw you pull out your phone. I figured you were going to make a prediction about a game.
Oh, I was just looking to see what was going on with the Philadelphia-Dallas game, in case people were wondering what night we were recording.
Oh, are they playing right now?
They're playing right now.
Who's winning?
Dallas has a slight lead right now.
That's going to change.
Middle of the fourth? Oh. Yeah. That's surprising, actually, because hasn't Dallas tanked this year?
No. Has been
actually, they started out tanking, and then they had a big turnaround, and they've been killing everybody. Oh. Except the Eagles.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. Yeah. Dun, dun, dun.
No, the guys that are tanking are my team. The Bears.
They always do.
They play tomorrow night.
They don't always tank.
They're hereditarily bad.
No, your Tennessee Titans are...
They're done.
Not getting there.
Well, I'll have you know about the Bears. Largest margin of victory ever in an NFL game.
73 to nothing.
Yeah, it was like...
73 to nothing.
Yeah, 73 to nothing. Yeah. See, I have to harken back to a game.
Who'd they play?
From the 40s. I think it was from the 40s. It was like against like, I want to say it was the Redskins.
It was the Redskins.
Yeah. But it's like, who's
the starting quarterback for the Bears?
I don't even know right now. Cutler.
Yeah. Who was it when they won 73 to nothing?
I have no idea.
Sid Luckman.
Who?
Sid Luckman.
Not that Mark would know. Mark's like a walking... You know what's really weird? We have a friend named Randy, and Randy's having some challenges right now, probably with his meds.
With caffeine.
Randy is a walking baseball encyclopedia.
Yeah, he is.
I mean, like, really, and if it has anything to do with the Dodgers, whether they're here or in Brooklyn, not only needs, like, you'll be like, hey, do you know who had the batting title in 1953? He'll be like, well, that guy was on the Washington Senators. And I'm like, who's the frick is the Washington Senators? He goes, well, they're not around anymore. And I'm like, it's like Gus Luckman or something. I'm like, what? Yeah, he knows everything about baseball. It's bizarre. Mm-hmm. Oh.
What?
You know what that means?
What?
Yeah,
oh, it's time for the boozy news and the news not fit for booze. Shelly had all kinds of stuff to do today.
Yes.
So I had to get the news.
Uh-oh, here we go.
Shout-outs to Tamaya, Georgette, John Stryker, James, Randy Carroll, Phil M.
Film.
Bill, Recovery 101, sponsored part by Bill Park. Deborah G., Kim, and Damon. Yes.
Damon. Daylight come and they want to go home. Me say day, me say day, me say day, me say day, me say day.
All I can think about is, what was the movie?
Beetlejuice.
Beetlejuice.
It's Harry Belafonte.
All I can think about.
My phone has the...
Does it? Does it have it?
It has the telegraph teletype.
Oh. Okay, go ahead.
Okay. Stuart.
Oh, Florida.
Wow. This is from film.
Florida.
Phil M, by the way.
Film.
Film.
I should probably save this one for later because it's
just
a good
go.
One. Man says he masturbates naked in the yard because his mom banned porn in the house.
It's always good to listen to your mother.
That is clearly a requirement.
First thing I thought of. Dude, haven't you ever heard of clearing your cache and your history in your computer? Apparently not.
Okay, when you said clearing your cache, I was thinking something else.
Oh, no,
I thought you were using a euphemism. Right. Yeah. Yeah, I thought you were using a euphemism. Yeah.
Oh, no.
Wait, that means mom caught him watching porn and yanking it in the house.
Anthony Smith, 21, allegedly told officials the reason he was standing naked in his yard masturbating is because his mom wouldn't let him watch porn in the house.
Well, he can't watch porn outside either, so I'm confused.
Well,
dude, you're 21 years old. Get your own place.
Peanut Gallery says he was watching it on his phone.
Deputies responded to the home in Stuart, Florida, 1 in the afternoon, after two different people reported there was a naked man standing outside, jerking his chain. When cops arrived,
he's trying to start his lawnmower.
They found the guy in the next door neighbor's driveway, naked.
Jeez,
jerking his chain.
He's traveling.
He told investigators his mom had banned pornography. And
so he had to go outside.
He gets a high from walking around naked, hoping that ongoing people will see him. Well, he got his wish because all the cops saw him as well. But now what they found is they think that what his real issue is he's an exhibitionist. So
you think?
He's probably going to walk even on this charge because they're going to say that he needs psychiatric help. Although I don't know that being an exhibitionist necessarily means you need psychiatric help.
You know, I have to say, I'm glad you opened with this story.
You like that?
Because it can only go up from
there
here.
There was no need to save it for later.
It could only go down from here?
It can only go up from here.
Well, that depends on how you look at it.
Maybe it was already up.
It could go down.
Carry on.
Hi.
Son.
Let's see. Well, this is kind of in the same theme. South Dakota, the Office of Highway Safety. They have an ad campaign going on.
Uh-oh.
What do you think the catchphrase of their new highway safety ad could possibly be?
I was only trying to help it over the fence.
Nope. You want to take a guess at one, Shelley?
No, I want you to tell me.
How about don't jerk and drive?
Are you kidding me?
No. Don't jerk and drive.
You mean, okay, so they have such a huge problem with guys wanking their willies while they're driving that they have to have a campaign against it?
This is the crux. This is the crux of the problem. The don't jerk and drive has nothing to do with masturbation.
This is the crotch of the problem?
This is the crotch of the problem. The thing is, it's about people that jerk the wheel while they're driving on snow or ice that causes accidents.
Oh, okay, that's totally not what it sounds like.
Exactly. But they didn't think about that before they spent like $100,000 on ads and started running them on TV. And people are laughing riotously at the and there's things on the sides of buses and stuff. And it's got a guy in a car and he's looking sideways and it says, don't jerk and drive. Trevor Jones, the Secretary of the Department of Public Safety, in a statement obtained by the local paper, said, I decided to pull the ads.
Oh, he's pulling something.
There you go. It's an important safety message, and I don't want the innuendo to distract.
Innuendo?
The innuendo to distract
Indiendo.
From our goal to save lives.
Did you really just say innuendo?
Did I?
Yes.
I don't know. The double entendre was intentionally inserted. People say that the double entendre was intentionally inserted to get people to pay attention to the act, which is probably possible. What's going to happen. In icy conditions, you should avoid the urge to jerk
off
the steering wheel.
Yeah.
Icy conditions.
There you go.
Jerk off the road.
That's right. Nobody likes a jerker. That's what the ad says. Nobody likes a jerker. Porn movie theaters everywhere will be upset by that, I'm sure. Nobody likes a jerker.
Is that for the guy who looks down and goes, it was icy, really?
This came in from Mark.
Okay.
Mark M. Came along with the subject line, duh.
Okay.
Not as in Florida, just duh.
Okay.
Alcohol interferes with body's inability to regulate sleep.
It's a study.
Duh. Yeah. They did a study on
It's a study.
It's a study.
They could have given me a gift card to X2O and I would have told them the answer.
University of Missouri School of Medicine found that drinking alcohol to fall asleep interferes with the sleep homeostasis, the body's sleep regulating mechanism. So a lot of people think they use alcohol to go to sleep, but not really, because it's actually stimulating in the brain. And even though you may fall asleep, you're going to get crappy sleep.
You're not really falling asleep. You're passing out.
Well, I don't think they're talking about quite imbibing that much. See, that's spoken by a true alcoholic.
See, I was going to say, the study is really easy to do.
Right.
Can't fall asleep at night, can't get up in the morning.
There you go. That'll do it.
Could have saved them hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Also, here's another thing. Duh. Alcohol withdrawal affects sleep. So they take a bunch of alcoholics that are heavily alcoholics. They put them cold turkey, and they go, wow, they're having a problem with their sleep pattern. Yeah.
Duh.
There's funding available for that. We need to find out how to get some of that.
Yeah, how can we get some of that?
GoFundMe.com.
Peanut Gallery says GoFundMe.com.
Yeah.
New York City.
New York.
New York, New York.
John F. Kennedy.
He's
International
dead. Still
Airport.
Dead? Oh. Yeah.
This woman was picking up her bags when suddenly the canine units were all over her. And she said, really? I've only got my baking stuff with me, and those are just packages of custard. Powdered custard. No, it wasn't. She had 3 packages of milk powder and 3 packages of custard powder. Turned out they were all cocaine.
Gee, I could have died from the shock of that surprise.
She is a U.S. citizen. She is facing federal narcotic smuggling charges. Nothing really funny about that, except for she was claiming she was going to do some baking. If you do cocaine, you don't want to eat anything.
Yeah.
You never know. I mean,
You could cook that stuff right up.
One of my coworkers went on a tour with one of her friends. She's elderly. Uh-huh. And the two of them went on a tour to Peru. And apparently in Peru, they have a certain tea that everybody drinks. It's very popular. It's like, you know, we drink black tea. They drink coca tea.
I wouldn't drink it.
And it's why? It's like there's no caffeine in it, but it's stimulating because it's coca leaf tea.
Yeah.
She didn't connect the dots, and they decided they really liked the tea, so they wanted to
bring a bunch of tea back.
Okay.
Well, my friend was actually, she packed a bunch of it in her luggage, and it went through. Her friend put like 10 pounds of this tea in her carry-on.
10 pounds of tea.
And then you got 2 little old ladies getting stopped by customs, and it got extremely exciting for a while. And they couldn't figure out what was wrong. And these are tea bags. It's not like, just loose coca leaves
I'll bet the coca leaves, even in the tea bags, have enough of the coca smell that the dogs are going insane.
Well, the funny thing was, it took them forever to get through customs. Once they got all that, circus straightened out, and they realized, yes, these are 2 little old ladies that didn't realize what kind of tea this was. Because everybody drinks it there. But my friend, who's was in the luggage, her luggage just went through. So she had 10 pounds of tea when she got home.
Wow.
Awesome. What happened to the one who got stopped?
They eventually let her go, but they confiscated the tea.
For what?
because you can't bring coca leaves into the U.S.
But we have something. How'd they prove what it was?
It said it was on the box.
Oh, okay.
It's a tea. It says made with real coca leaves. You're like, oh, yeah.
It says in Spanish and English, coca leaf tea.
Nice. Latte de coca. This is from film. Phil M. From the United Kingdom.
Uck.
Jade Sylvester has interesting eating habits.
Why? What Jade Sylvester
do? Is this the toilet paper woman?
She eats a roll of toilet paper daily.
Before
she's
or after?
She's got pica.
She eats a roll of toilet paper daily.
Yeah, she's
before
got pica.
Before or after?
Before.
She's a 25-year-old woman from Gainesboro. She's got 5 children. She developed the craving while carrying her youngest child. You know, like a lot of people will get like cravings
weird
for
food cravings,
for,
yeah.
You know, pickles or whatever. She got a craving for eating toilet paper. Certain
that's
kinds of
when it comes
have,
out
like,
when
right
it when it comes out
flavor.
The other end, do you have to wipe after?
Yeah, I'll tell you.
I'm
well,
just wondering.
You know what?
Hey, I thought of it.
Well, when I the very first thing I read when I was reading this story, the first thing I thought of. This is clearly ass backwards.
Oh, jeez.
Yes.
Oh. Toilet paper through the other end. She goes.
What do you do with your toilet
here's
paper?
Here's a quote from her. This is classic. Today I try and hold off from going to the bathroom because if I know I go, I will eat the paper. I usually eat around 8 pieces per visit to the bathroom. Sometimes I have to go to the bathroom just to get some toilet roll. It does fill me up quite a bit. At first, I used to eat a couple of squares at a time, but I kept eating more and more and more.
Hell.
Now,
what's her favorite kind?
Let's see.
Single ply, double ply.
Okay, she
fragranced?
Does have pica, which
yeah.
Shelley was
patterned.
Correct.
What? Yeah, it's called pica.
Pica.
Colored.
It's a disorder where people eat non-food things. Like there are people that have pica that eat clumps of dirt, or that eat leaves off of trees, or that eat bark or
she
grass
likes
or whatever.
Ones with. Certain perfume.
Yeah, it's all fiber stuff.
She likes perfumed ones.
And you know what I was thinking? Who did I talk? Did I talk to Bill about this earlier? I don't know. I talked to someone about this earlier, and we're like, why don't we make like flavored toilet paper for these people?
Bacon flavored.
Bacon flavored toilet paper. Are you kidding? It'll be big in Hamza's home country. It will not. Now, the last little bit on this is her taste for toilet paper is a sticking point when it comes to her children. I try to hide it from my kids, she said. If they spot me eating toilet rolls, they tell me off, she said, according to the Express. If my daughter sees me, she says, spit it out, Mom. Spit it down the toilet. Yeah.
Kid goes to the bathroom. Also, you hear him go, "Mom."
Yeah.
There's no toilet paper.
And that, my friends, is the end of the boozy news and the news not fit for booze.
The New Way Foundation Victory House Aware Program is a state licensed and certified substance abuse treatment provider located in Burbank. The New Way Foundation has a 50-bed residential program for men 18 to 64 years of age without insurance and outpatient programs for both women and men. New Way is a nonprofit foundation that is partially funded by Los Angeles Substance Abuse Prevention and Control under the Public Health Department and provides affordable and effective treatment. For over 40 years, New Way has been located in walking distance from beautiful downtown Burbank, numerous parks, and major transportation lines. In comfortable settings, nearly the entire continuum of care is offered by state-registered and certified counselors and interns. Don't wait for an accident, arrest, or overdose to contact us. Help yourself or your loved ones find treatment and the joys of recovery. When your way doesn't work anymore, try the New Way. You can reach us at 818-842-9416 or on the internet at new-way-foundation.com, helping 25,000 people find a new way since 1967.
Recovery 101, clean and sober internet radio. Yeah.
We're back.
Shout out
to the New Way Foundation
and Sober College
at
Selfwillhappens.com.
You know, the way to bring Shelley back into the fold is to actually ask her something, because if you don't, she will just go off and do something else.
She is. She found something to read. She's done.
Okay, what?
Yeah. I was just wondering, you know what? You know how many people went up and like tapped on their speaker, on their computer, on their headphones to make sure it was still working there for a second?
Brother. Carry on.
My wayward son.
Merry Christmas.
There'll be peace when you are done.
Though you were here, you head to rest.
Don't you cry no more. Ah, God's calling. And this time it's me. How unusual.
Oh. I said Merry Christmas. The phone rings. It's Jesus.
It's our son, Nathan.
It's our son, Nathan, who's calling while we're recording.
We're recording.
Well, that's perfect.
Okay, bye.
We're recording. Well, okay, bye.
Okay, more peanuts are arriving soon.
Miss Manners here doesn't have her phone turned off.
I'm going to turn it off right now.
You
Mr.
know why
Pinky
I have
pants?
Mine turned off?
Why?
Because I was in a performance.
Oh.
My phone was locked up in the choir room, so I didn't have to worry about it.
I know. We could hear it ringing out there.
No, you couldn't. Okay.
Oh, sure we could.
All right, what's the topic? Oh, Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Oh, right. Okay. Merry. Yeah, bah humbug.
Ooh. Happy Ooh. Yule.
Are you kidding? By the time this show goes up, you will have gotten your present.
What present?
You should be happy right now.
Why? What present?
Your Christmas present.
I don't know what it is. How can I be happy?
Well, but you'll know what it is by the time the show goes up. You could pretend you know what it is.
Well, we say
you're like, wow, that's fabulous. Thanks.
Yes, it was awesome. Thanks so much. I love you, sweetie.
Sweet.
Have a holly jolly Christmas.
I might even buy you another present just because of that.
We could cover the whole, you know, we always call it the Christmas show, but our listeners have a wide range of faiths. So what I tend to want to tell people is happy Merry Kwanzaa.
Happy Merry Kwanzaa. Yeah, isn't there something
Well,
there
that covers
else?
At least the big three.
Well, no.
Okay.
Whoa.
You know.
Wait. I have to say that it doesn't even cover the biggest one.
Which is what?
Isn't the biggest religion in the world Muslim?
No, I think it's Buddhism. And which is not a religion, it's a philosophy, but there are like 3
okay,
billion
well,
practitioners
Muslim
of it.
Both Muslim and Buddhism are bigger than
But I don't think they celebrate it. Do you celebrate anything this time of year?
No.
No, they don't.
November.
Ah.
What is it, Ramadan?
Oh, it's
no.
It's
Eid?
And then
Eid. Eid, yeah.
The big Eid is after.
Okay. Eid?
Yeah.
Eid. You know what? And I know it's Ramadan, but every time I hear someone say, like, happy Ramadan, and, you know, me,
you
I'm,
do?
Like, the least. I am
don't
truly,
say happy Ramadan.
I am, like, truly, like, the least racist guy ever. But I hear Ramadan, and I think, Ramalama ding dang or whatever, you know. I always think
okay, can we go back to they don't say happy Ramadan. Nobody says happy Ramadan.
What? You know, when they talk about celebrate, how do you know?
I just said they don't say happy Ramadan,
Has
do they?
Anybody
and
ever
no.
said happy Ramadan?
No.
What do they say?
Nobody's ever said it.
Glam to her, which is the
Well, no one can hear that.
Is the
Nobody's hearing
that? Nobody is hearing you.
Well, they kind of hear me. Kalam to khair is the way to say, like,
sounds like
Merry
you're coughing
Christmas
up a hairball.
On the day of Eid or on your birthday or
oh,
something like
okay.
that.
Oh, okay.
And I would submit that someone has said happy Ramadan because I said it moments ago. I can't be the only guy to ever say happy Ramadan.
Yeah, but you're not anything. You're barely Christian.
I'm not anything. Oh.
You're just regular.
Wow. This is a Christian telling me that I'm not anything.
Ding, ding.
Okay.
You.
I don't mean you're not anything.
You are
I mean,
not anything.
Okay, what my dad used to call
I'm
people.
I'm barely Christian.
You're barely human.
Wow.
What my dad used to call people that don't particularly follow any faith but believe in a higher power is he used to call them regular. They're just regular.
How about followers of a higher power?
That's too many words. Regular is shorter.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Yeah, exactly.
Because you know what? Because I celebrate Christmas. So if I wish you a Merry Christmas, that means I'm wishing you greetings on the holiday I celebrate. You
Correct.
Should be happy that's what I do because I don't get offended if someone wishes me a happy Yule.
Right. You know what? If someone came up and told me happy Hanukkah, I'd be like, great, happy Hanukkah.
Yeah.
You know, because that's what you celebrate. If someone comes up to me and says, Happy Kwanzaa, I'll be like, hey, you have a Happy Kwanzaa too. You know why? Because that's what they celebrate.
I usually avoid it altogether.
Yeah.
You know what's funny?
What?
It'd be funny if Hamza celebrated Kwanzaa.
Hamza.
We could have Hamza Kwanzaa. Hamza Kwanzaa. Oh, my God.
So what is the focus of
this? What's in the eggnog we're drinking?
What is the focus of this topic? It's Christmas. Okay, so what's the focus?
It's Christmas.
Christmas time is here.
What the heck are you singing?
That's the Beatles.
It is?
Yes, it is.
I thought I knew all their songs.
Well, it might be Paul
Mark's
McCartney.
Having pain in his heart right now. Okay, I'm not the biggest Beatles fan ever.
We're going to talk about Christmas.
What about it?
Yeah, don't we have to fit some recovery in somewhere?
How would you like to fit that recovery
in? Well, we haven't done that in weeks. Why do you want to start now?
Have we ever done that?
Yeah, how do we avoid temptation at Christmas? Go to a meeting. Who's the lead on music?
Consult the 12-step, Paul.
Oh, my God. One of our Yule gifts from Bill Piper
is the 12-step magic 8-ball.
Well, it's not a magic 8-ball. It's a magic 12-step ball.
It's a magic 12-step ball.
Okay, somebody ask a question.
Mark asked a great one earlier. He said, what'd you say?
Which one?
I don't really feel like good, like going to meetings. What should I do?
What should I do?
Oh, really? That's crazy.
It says easy does it.
Should Hamza get off his meds without his doctor's
Let's see what the magic 12-step ball says. To thine own self. Yes.
Be true.
Okay, we need another question.
How about it's the holidays and there's a bunch of people drinking at my house, and I'm wondering if I should go there or not.
The magic 12-step ball says... Self will run riot?
Ooh, that's kind of creepy. It's sort of associating.
Do you think this show can get back on the rails?
Will the show get back on the rails? Oh, mighty 12-step ball. I can't see it.
Wendy wants to know if she can get
expect a miracle.
Expect a miracle.
Oh, Wendy wants to know if she can get in a relationship early in recovery.
Absolutely.
And it says... First things first, which means stick to your recovery.
Oh, yes. Oh, ouch.
That's been perfect.
The magic 12-step ball is working pretty well here.
Dude, this thing is the magic 12-step ball is going to be a hit for a long time. I believe. How about Christmas's past, present, and future? For me, when I was younger, I wasn't too likely to get loaded on Christmas, actually. You were more likely to find me sober most of the day on Christmas because with cocaine, once I start doing it, you're not going to see me anymore. So it's really important for me to not do any until after I leave the house, because if I do it before then, no one will see me at Christmas morning. So I would kind of stay sober then I'd get loaded later. What about you guys? What did you do, Mark?
Watch my favorite movie, White Christmas.
Is it?
Oh, yeah.
He'd watch it go up his nose.
Yeah.
Speaking of Christmas movies, favorite Christmas movie, Mark?
A Nightmare Before Christmas.
Favorite Christmas movie, Shelley?
Christmas Story.
Mine, Christmas Vacation.
I watched that. That's a fucking good movie.
Yeah, I told Hamza, I said, Hamza, have you ever seen it? He goes, no. I'm like, dude, it's so funny. It's from the 80s. Yeah, it's quite funny.
I love the lingerie scene, just saying.
How about
is it getting a bit nipply in here?
Now, how about other famous Christmas movies?
Wait a minute, how did we get Santa Claus is coming?
You know what, the Santa Claus?
Yes, Home Alone.
I like the Santa Claus a lot. That's the one where Tim Allen, where Santa like falls off his roof and like dies or whatever, and he's got a card, and he hands it to Tim Allen, and it's got the Santa Claus. Now that you've taken the card, you have to become Santa. And he starts gaining weight. He goes to his doctor. His doctor goes, so what? You've gained a little weight, and he's got this huge belly. He goes, does this look like a little weight to you? The guy's like, wow, you grew a beard since yesterday.
How did we get from starting to talk about recovery around the holidays to Christmas movies?
Oh, really? So I said, how did you used to spend your Christmases?
Jump the shark. This show is
How did you used to spend your Christmases?
And then we started talking about famous Christmas movies.
Where was the recovery?
Before or after?
No, you said White Christmas.
That was before.
How about after?
Family stuff.
Regular family
Regular
stuff.
Family stuff.
Be regular Christmassy family guy.
Yeah.
Clark W. Griswold.
That's it, baby.
Shelly?
What?
How did your Christmases used to be? You drink on Christmas?
Not usually. Until we got to Christmas dinner, and then I'd have a glass, but I really did not have more than a glass on Christmas. And then before, it was, the holidays were extremely stressful because I was managing, manipulating, controlling everything, and I only had one glass of wine, or whatever we were drinking. And then after I got sober, Christmases were really stressful. Not because I'm trying to manage, manipulate, and control everybody, but because I always feel inadequate. Because I'm never, like, I don't have enough gifts, or I don't buy the right gift, or I feel like I'm always playing catch up, or my house is, it's just, nothing is ever good enough. You know what I mean?
You probably have more gifts than I do this year.
Have a glass of wine.
I haven't bought anything. No, this year it's going to be about how I can sneak in a cup of coffee somewhere.
We did Christmas after, hey, more people.
Uh-oh, and we're out of chairs. We only have one chair.
More folks have arrived.
Somebody gets a chair. she immediately sits down.
Two girls.
How about, oh.
More peanuts.
Bill's got arms on the chair. How about this, Shelly? Shelly remembers this. Christmas Eve. At my house.
Yeah.
Now, you know, we're all sober. Christmas Eve at my house. What usually happens?
Everything goes great until your brother says,
What did you say?
And then
to your mother.
When my brother says, what did you say? What do I say?
Oh, time to go.
Whoop, time to get out of here.
The first time that happened, I was so surprised. We're all just sitting around relaxing. Everybody's talking.
We're
Mom
decorating a tree.
Yeah. Mom said something. And there was a tiny silence, and Andy's head whipped around, and he said, what did you say? And Bruce, like, popped up like a jack-in-the-box and said, well, time to go. And Courtney started moving immediately.
Oh, yeah, because Courtney had experience with it.
Yeah, but then Connor and I were like, huh? What? What?
Courtney had experience with that from before.
And then Bruce is like, shoving us out the door.
Do you know the alcoholics that have the switch that literally flips? Everything's going good. It's funny, it's happy, it's nice, and suddenly someone says something, and they look, and they go, what did you say? And it's like, whoop, time to go.
I'm sitting in my home about 5 years ago. It's Christmas. My son-in-law comes over. His parents come over. His parents have been going through a divorce for 6 years now. It's not final. They've never finished the paperwork, but they've been going through a divorce for 6 years. My wife at the time, my son-in-law's mother, start drinking.
Whoops.
At about 9 o'clock, most everybody's left because they're starting to see this thing is deteriorating. I'm watching TV. My son and his friends from high school are all at the house shooting pool in the next room.
Nice.
And all of a sudden from the kitchen, you hear, what do you expect? I haven't had sex in 8 years. All I see five high school kids. Their heads whip around.
They've all got whiplash.
And they come walking over and look around the corner. And I'm like, what do you guys do with this? And we didn't really look. Is she hot?
Is she hot? She hasn't had sex in 8 years. I'm guessing maybe not. Maybe not hot. I don't know. So... Christmas is after, Shelly. How about, you know, we've done them in a variety pack of places. We went back to your mom's house in Cincinnati.
Yeah, we did that 1 year. Did we?
That was cool as hell. Yeah.
When was this? Was I drinking?
Or did we go in the summer?
We went in the summer, honey. Remember, because there was a lightning storm and we were all in the metal canoes.
She
came out here. We're all, it's the middle of summer, we all go canoeing. We've all got these metal canoes, and suddenly a lightning storm starts. We're out in the middle of water, in metal, And I'm trying to paddle toward the shore to, like, get onto land in the middle of this lightning storm. And my brother is paddling the other way. We're going around in circles.
You guys go in circles.
Yeah. Actually, the coolest thing ever, though, because I had never seen them in my whole life, fireflies.
Lightning bugs. Oh, one of my favorite things.
You ever seen them before?
I love those.
Yep. Dude, it's like the sun is going down, and suddenly the entire lawn lights up like there's lights in it.
Like Christmas lights.
And then they all take off up into the trees, and every tree around looks like you're in Disneyland.
Yeah, oh, it's one of my favorite things from my childhood.
That's the one thing that made me kind of sad that I didn't do mushrooms anymore.
They were awesome.
Oh, I'm telling you. I was looking. I'm like, oh, my God. That'd be awesome.
I caught a bunch of them and brought them back to California. They don't survive so well in our climate.
No, they don't. They need a moderate, very damp, humid climate. Yeah.
They were sleeping when they got back.
Yeah, they were sleeping forever when they got back. Yeah, I've never seen any out here. So what?
So do we have any tips or advice for people this time of year?
Don't get loaded. There, we did a little recovery in.
Don't the seven simple words. Don't drink or use no matter what. That works every time.
Okay, well, we have to have some practical suggestions as well, which are if you are near a club, a Lano club or of some sort or something, they usually have some kind of marathon meeting over the holiday.
Yeah, don't go to those.
Absolutely.
Yes, you can. I've done them.
Marathon meetings at like 3 in the morning are the best, though.
Yeah, they're kind of cool.
They have the worst leaders because they're the only people they could get to do 3 in the morning, you know.
If you're in an area where there aren't any clubs or there's like one meeting a week or whatever, you're out in the sticks or whatever, there are always online meetings.
Just listen to this show.
There are Skype meetings. Listen to this show.
Just
this
listen show to this
is
show.
Not recovery. This is for entertainment purposes only.
Whoa, 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 whoa,
recovery.
Whoa.
Hey. This is the recovery classroom.
Where two or more are gathered. Look at this. We got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
This is bigger than a lot of meetings I've gone to.
This is bigger than the milk and cookies
meeting.
It is bigger than a 3 a.m.
marathon. We did not do any readings.
Meeting.
We don't have a separate tradition. We're not an AA group.
We're not any kind of a group. We got like
rarely have we
here.
Seen a person fail who has thoroughly followed our. You want some readings?
Look, this show.
Mark,
you
got a basket you can hand around?
It's now time for the seventh tradition.
Yeah. Dude, that would be a way we could keep this show going. Yeah. Tim, there's Christopher.
You cannot base your recovery on this show.
There's Christopher doing what many people do in meetings. They're like, oh, they're about to pass the basket. Where's the restroom?
No wonder people don't pay attention to the 12 traditions.
Yeah.
It's true. So. If you're supposed to go to family's drinking, you know it's going to be bad. What do you do?
Don't drink.
Do you still go?
Yeah, you can go. Take someone with you.
My sponsor is with their family. I have a
question. There's always somebody. This is not a Q&A.
Well, wait. We have a question. We can take a question. What's the question?
I'm going to go to a wedding.
He's going to go to a wedding. And you know his family's there and his family's going to be drinking.
Can somebody sober have a nice plan and an exit plan? Mm-hmm. Don't stay too long.
Wait. No one's hearing that. No one's hearing this.
No one's hearing that, Hamza.
Okay, so Shelly, what did he say?
A bunch of crap.
You said a bunch of crap.
You got to have an
exit
plan.
Wait, hold on. So you're going to a wedding.
Are you
going to
be in the wedding?
No. What are you worried about? What are you worried about? About what?
He's just worried. He's worried that he's going to drink.
You're just worried?
Check your motives.
He's worried that he's going to drink.
Are you worried you're going to drink? Yeah. You're going to drink.
Yeah. I mean, check your motives. If your spiritual fitness is secure, then you probably don't have a lot to worry about.
Mark.
What?
You know what I think? You know what I think we need here?
What?
Oh, crap.
Wait.
Oh, crap.
I think we need the New Year's Eve story.
The New Year's Eve story?
He knows exactly what I'm talking about.
So I had a guy I sponsored who was going out of town for New Year's.
And he was worried
that he was going to get loaded on New Year's. And I told him he didn't need to worry about that because if he was that concerned about it, he would make sure he didn't make it to New Year's. And on the 27th. Of December, he got an early start.
Yeah, he got loaded.
You know, if you're worried you're going to go somewhere you're going to get loaded, the chances are You're going to get loaded.
Well, that's why
so
my sponsor.
Not, don't worry about that. Get,
so go get loaded.
Worry about your recovery.
No, don't do
have
that.
Have fun. No, enjoy.
No.
Wait,
no.
No. Have a good time. Enjoy yourself. Beat the holy fuck out of yourself.
He's already done that.
I don't know. Well,
come
then
on,
he should
pick
be
this
more...
guy up off the lawn at Charter Oak Hospital.
I've done that before. You.
Yeah. I literally saw a car drive into a parking lot, open the door, and dump him out. I swear to God I saw that. And his friends just drove away, and he was like in a pile in the middle of the parking lot.
I know.
So
I would,
you know what you
I was
do?
Sponsoring him at the time.
Yeah.
Wait,
he's not going to hear you. No one's going to hear. Here.
This has turned into an all skate.
Yeah, yes. So in Chapter 7, working with others, so our rule is not to avoid a place where there's drinking if we have a legitimate reason for being there. That includes bars, nightclubs, dances, receptions, weddings,
whoopee parties,
plain ordinary whoopee parties.
Whoopee!
Even
whoopee!
To a person who has had experience with an alcoholic, this may seem like tempting providence, but it isn't.
That's right, because if you don't feel like you're going to drink, it really doesn't matter.
Okay, that's what I freaking said, Christopher.
Yeah.
I said, but you can boil all that down to three words. Check your motives. That's what I said. Nobody ever listens to
me. Go get loaded.
Yay, somebody listens to me.
Well,
okay.
You know what you can do?
Then don't.
You know what you can do?
But don't worry about it.
It's because of fear, right? You're scared. Fear, false evidence appearing real. You're thinking that you're gonna.
Is that in the 12 step ball?
No, it's not.
It should be.
The magic
12
step ball.
It's the magic 12 step ball. Should Michael?
No.
What? What's
don't
the question?
Ask a yes or no question because it's not doesn't really have yes or no.
Okay, what's the
Someone
question?
Someone is worried about this person is worried about going to a wedding because they're afraid they might drink.
What should they do?
What should they do?
They should. Do a fourth step.
Really?
Oh.
There you go.
Oh. Wow.
The 12-step ball has spoken.
Do a fourth step.
Wow. It's been pretty close. It's been pretty close so far.
Yeah, she's not worried.
Wendy's
not worried about
it. To the same wedding. She's
and
not
do you know why? Because Wendy's done a fourth step.
Oh.
Plus.
And you know what? You know what's funny? And probably Wendy doesn't even know this. Shelly is publishing that fourth step
on
Amazon next month.
I'm not.
It's going to be a bestseller.
Okay. This show has gone way off the rails.
You know what's happened here?
What?
There are 100,000 people out there who wish they were here right now.
Oh, yeah.
Like, oh, my God, these guys are having such a good time in sobriety.
In
that's true, we are.
Yeah.
By the way, what would your final words on Christmas be?
Oh, thank God. Whatever you're celebrating, whatever you're not celebrating, have a good time.
Is that what you would have thought last Christmas?
Yes, that was. And do it sober.
Mark, what would your final words be? Christmas.
Enjoy the holidays. Don't drink or use no matter what. And if you feel the need, go to a meeting. If you don't feel the need, go to a meeting.
Oh, look, he just finished up strong recovery there. My final words on Christmas are, I'm dreaming of a white Christmas.
I used to do that when I was loaded.
Just like the ones I used to know, where the treetops glisten and children listen. Who's our friend back east?
Santa.
No, that's our friend up north.
Who's our
friend up north?
That would be Bruce.
The other white me.
He runs the 12-Step Gazette at 12stepgazette.com. You can read his fine publication online. You can have it emailed to you, or you can subscribe. He will send it to you in the post. You can also inquire about franchise opportunities so that you can bring the 12-Step Gazette to your town.
Awesome. Mark.
Yes.
People listen to the show.
They do, and they wish they were here.
They do.
So we appreciate you listening to the show.
We have a hard time fitting them here right now.
You know what?
If people donated more generously to PayPal, we could build stadium seating.
And a studio audience.
And a real studio.
God, could you imagine the train wreck this would turn into?
It would be awesome. We could get more mics.
I know.
Some mic stands. Like a
questionnaire.
Yes.
A questionnaire.
Yeah.
Okay, so people are listening to the show.
Yeah, thanks very much. We ask that you go to recovery101.net, which is our site, or last30days.com. Either one will get you there. And join Podomatic. Once you become a member of Podomatic, you will get updates of shows when they are posted. You can like. You can comment. Please leave your show suggestions in the latest show comments. So that we can find them easily and discuss them, as we will probably do on the next show. And you can add to your playlist for all your holiday party needs.
And you can follow every single time you go. I showed Bill how to do it. If you go to the first main page over on the right-hand side, down a little ways, it says become a follower. Mm-hmm. Even if you've already become a follower, you can become a follower again.
Follow
the yellow brick road.
Wow. Every time I think of the Wizard of Oz, though, I think of everyone falling asleep in the poppy field.
Poppies.
Yeah.
Poppies.
Everyone's getting a heroin overdose there. If you are Facebook friendly, it's really easy to join Podomatic.
Yeah. I used to see flying monkeys when I did watch
you
that show.
You can join by saying log in with Facebook. And if you're logged in with Facebook already, it'll log you in Tootsuite. They will not spam you. But you will receive a notification from any show that you're following that they're putting up a new show. If you are Facebook friendly.
Sweet.
Go ahead, Bruce.
Sorry.
Tootsuite?
Yes.
From Chitty Chitty Bang Bang?
Bang Bang, yes.
Weird thing. Shelley will know this for sure. Probably Mark will as well. Who wrote Chitty Chitty Bang Bang?
Ian Fleming.
Ian Fleming of James Bond fame wrote Chitty Chitty Bang Bang.
That was the first
cool
car.
No wonder he's got a car that'll do everything.
Yep.
James Bond's original car was Chitty Chitty Bang Bang.
Chitty Chitty Bang Bang, Chitty Chitty Bang Bang, Chitty Chitty Bang Bang, we love you.
Oh, no. I don't know how the song goes.
And
can we sign this show off?
Chitty Chitty Bang Bang, Chitty Chitty Bang Bang.
Wait. Now they have a weird name. What?
Truly Scrumptious.
Truly Scrumptious. It's just like Pussy Galore.
Truly Scrumptious. You two are truly Scrumptious.
Ian Fleming had a thing for naming the chicks strange names.
Never, ever, ever go away.
So anyway, if you're Facebook friendly,
you did that.
You can like the Recovery 101 radio show fan page. I didn't say that part.
Okay.
You can also, if you are more anonymous, you can join the Recovery 101 group. You have to ask to join there. If you ask, you shall receive. If you spam, you shall be booted. You want to email us topics, suggestions, jingles, anything like that, you can send those to recovery101radio@gmail.com.
At the end of the show, can we just wish everybody a happy
new
year?
We've got videos.
Oh, for crap's sake.
We've got videos at youtube.com/easylook and youtube.com/recovery101. Rule 62.
Do not take yourself so damn seriously.
Shelley.
What?
Who's the lead on music by?
Three Dog Night.
Which one?
Joy to the World. Jeremiah was Bulford. That song. Joy to the
World. Okay, everybody, try and leave it better than you found it.
It's Christmas.
Be the example and Merry Christmas.
We're out.
And take care of you.
Yay.